This has been a big week for Boris Johnson. This weekend, of course, he's at the G7 summit in Biarritz, about which we'll hear in a little while. Before that, he travelled to Berlin and to Paris to meet Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron to discuss Brexit. Supportive newspapers claim the visits were a diplomatic triumph for the new Prime Minister. But has anything really changed? That's a question I put to Matthew Goodwin, Professor of Politics and International Relations at the University of Kent.
Well, I think firstly, what was significant about this week is that we did get to see Boris Johnson on the world stage. And I think there's this question mark over what is Johnsonism, both in terms of domestic policy, but also in terms of foreign policy. And this week we got to see a little bit about that. And I think with regards to some of the claims that have come through in the media, they've been perhaps a little bit generous to Boris Johnson. I think in reality, particularly when it comes to Brexit and the proposed changes to the withdrawal agreement and the backstop, actually very little does appear to have changed. And also in terms of the US-UK relationship, of course, Donald Trump now saying that he's very keen to sign a new free trade agreement with the UK. That too is actually relatively old news. So, I mean, if you were being critical of the past week, I think you could argue that actually there's been a lot of flurry, but not a lot in the way of substantive shifts.
So are we still looking down the barrel of a no-deal Brexit on the 31st of October?
Well, my view would be that the no-deal Brexit, at least the probability of one, has increased significantly over the last 6 weeks or so. I think it is, in my view at least, the most plausible outcome given the parliamentary pressures that are now facing Prime Minister Johnson. He is very unlikely to be able to command support in the House of Commons for a revised withdrawal agreement, if indeed there are actually any revisions at all.
Now, Donald Tusk has said, we are willing to listen to ideas that are operational, realistic and acceptable to all member states, including Ireland, if and when the UK government is ready to put them on the table. Now, Boris Johnson does believe that there are alternative arrangements that can work. Others in other European countries have expressed doubt about that. But this is an opportunity for those who believe that to put up or shut up, isn't it?
I think that's right. We've heard a lot over the last week or so about the so-called 30 days that Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron have sort of apparently suggested as something of a deadline for Prime Minister Johnson to come up with those alternative arrangements. Now, that deadline is disputed by people in Berlin and Paris who say that 30 days is actually a fairly arbitrary deadline. But what is interesting is that it does give Boris Johnson some sort of coverage in the House of Commons, because he can now go back and say, well, I've got 30 days, which will extend beyond the opening weeks in September. And perhaps the significance of all of this actually is it may allow Boris Johnson to actually navigate his opponents and critics from within the House of Commons by saying, look, don't bring me down now in a confidence vote, because there is potentially a new deal on the table within the so-called 30-day limit. Now, what are those alternative arrangements? Well, this is where we're going to have to now start putting detail on what exactly those proposals are and whether they're feasible. And I think it's pretty clear to me, at least, that both from Donald Tusk and Paris and Berlin, there's still a cloud of scepticism over the ability of the Prime Minister to come up with those feasible and detailed proposals.
There are also suggestions in some of the British newspapers today that Mr. Johnson might actually want to lose a vote of confidence in Parliament so that he can engineer a general election without getting the blame for it.
Well, I mean, this is a popular view within sort of SW1 and Westminster. The theory would go that Boris Johnson would lose a vote of no confidence. He would, and then no alternative administration can be formed within 14 days. And amidst all of that, the Prime Minister would effectively set a general election date that would either be incredibly close to the October 31st deadline, or indeed would come after that deadline, November 1st or 2nd, for example. Some will inevitably shout that this is a constitutional crisis, but constitutionally, you know, the jury is out. Some constitutional experts have told me that Boris Johnson would be able to call an election after October 31st. Others dispute that. And I think that debate really is going to rage in the first 2 weeks of September, because if there is a power play to make against Prime Minister Johnson from within the House of Commons, and you want to stop a no deal, that has to really come within the first week of September in order to allow sufficient time to hold a possible election before we enter into a no-deal Brexit.
That was Matthew Goodwin, Professor of Politics and International Relations at the University of Kent, talking to me shortly before we came on air.